Let me ask you about a kind of local issue, and that is one that I understand you guys have taken a lot of flack on for sticking with the science, and that was the Cape Wind project.
Yes.
From what I understand, the fact that the ornithology and the other research showed that this could be very problematic for an awful lot of wild species, that was being overlooked in the sort of rush to have, look, we're going to have the America's biggest ocean wind power farm. Sort of
Right.
what happened with
Well,
that?
there's a knee-jerk reaction, Mom, to alternative energy and green power. People think if it's green, it's got to be good. But oftentimes there's a downside. There's a downside to some solar projects. If you pave over, tens of thousands of acres of desert, you're hurting habitat. I mean, there are answers to some of these problems, but the whole issue with wind is, in order to make it competitive price-wise, you have to put these wind turbines, especially these big industrial wind turbines, in the windiest areas. And the windiest areas tend to be your flyways for migrating birds. And in the situation of Cape Wind, it not only was there a push for the federal agencies to get this project permitted and get it through, because, green energy, it looks good, it sounds good, everyone's going to be happy, it's a win-win. The scientists' views were ignored at Fish and Wildlife Service. Fish and Wildlife Service kept saying, we got issues with this. You've got some endangered species here, endangered, federally endangered species that are going to be adversely impacted by this. You need to look into this. And in the rush to get it done, the politicians kept saying, "Oh no, it's green energy. It's got to be good. Just permit it, permit it, permit it." And people accuse PIER and our co-plaintiffs in this case of trying to stop an alternative energy project. But all we wanted was mitigation. We wanted to be convinced that these species, these endangered species, would not be harmed, and that if they were going to be harmed, how was it going to be mitigated? One way to mitigate it would be to feather down the turbines, as Fish and Wildlife Service suggested, during the high migration periods, which is not that long of a period. And Cape Wind refused. So, yes, we sued. We sued because the project wasn't done right. And had they done it right from the beginning, it probably would have been built by now. And instead, the project may be dead now because the two energy companies that were going to buy the power just said, "Forget it. This has taken too long." So, here's a case of, once again, science being trumped by politics.
In this case, what should have been simply, look, we have a large industrial operation we want to put out into the shallow waters there. Let's treat it as if it's a large industrial operation, not just a wonderful source of, wind power.
Exactly.
And that was a real problem. What about other NGOs? How did they handle this? The fact that you guys were had concerns about the operation.
Well, some of them sided with us, and others were very, very angry with us. In fact, we lost some of our grants funding because foundations were angry at us for taking a stance against this. But, this was a case where we just wanted the project to comply with the environmental laws.
Right.